The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome into your Monday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. If you didn't listen to our updates last week, this is our new addition to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, where every other day during the offseason, we will start your morning with that day's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Monday, June 14th.
City Chief takes it in from six to give them the lead.
You can certainly tell it's the offseason because the most talked about news of the weekend came by way of a comment on an Instagram post about an expensive McDonald's tab, of all things. Former Chiefs and Jets and Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell is still out there on the free agency market, and he was active on Twitter in late May. That's where this story starts. He was essentially saying in late May that he would wait this time in free agency for what would be the right fit, kind of suggesting that the Jets weren't a fit and the Chiefs weren't a fit. In one of those tweets, he even suggested he might try to find a defensive head coach instead of an offensive guru, likely meaning Andy Reid, and that was confirmed over the weekend when Bell responded to a fan about the idea of returning to the Chiefs for 2021. He wrote the following on Instagram: "I'd never play for Andy Reid again. I'd retire first. Remember, Le'Veon Bell and the Jets parted ways in the middle of the season, and the Chiefs convinced Bell to come to them instead of the Miami Dolphins, but he really was used in a reserve role in Kansas City. He only appeared in 9 games, had 63 rushes for 254 yards and 2 touchdowns, and then also 13 catches for 99 yards through the air. Didn't really touch the football much in the playoffs, even when Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a little bit more banged up. My guess here would be that Bell wanted to simply play more, and I'm just wondering if he's going to be able to find that, because we are sitting here at the middle of June, and a lot of teams have their running back situation figured out. I also know that in NFL circles, Andy Reid is really beloved. And now this is 3 fallouts for Bell. So when you look at this situation, I don't want to say, oh, you need to be on Team Andy Reid and whatever this is. But there's a common denominator here with Bell really not getting along with now 3 organizations. We wrote about it on Arrowhead Pride. And so this story really was building throughout the weekend. And Le'Veon Bell responded finally on Sunday evening in a series of tweets. And I quote, "I said what I said, and I don't regret at all what I said. For those who have a personal problem with me because of what I said, that's fine. You have your right. Just understand I also have my right for how I feel about my personal problem with the dude because of what he said to me," likely talking about Andy Reid. Bell continued, "Never did I say I didn't enjoy my time in KC because I loved my time there and was probably the closest locker room full of players I have ever been around. I enjoyed my teammates, the city, the food, the fans, just about everything in KC. I'm not about to get all into depth on why I feel the way I do, but I have my right to feel the way I feel. The only thing I would change is commenting how I really felt on social media. I'll admit that's something I could have and should have kept to myself, and I apologize about that and that only.
But I don't regret what I said because that's how I feel. So you can love me or hate me. I'm going to be fine regardless. I'm just giving you a small version from my point of view on why I said what I said. So that's it from Le'Veon Bell, still in search of an NFL team for 2021.
Larry, you said he's coming back. I've heard different things about trying to get in from Canada and stuff. When do you expect that you guys will have him?
Yeah, he'll be here for the mandatory camp. Yeah.
As of Friday, Chiefs voluntary minicamp is over, and tomorrow mandatory minicamp begins. What that essentially means is if a player doesn't show up to this camp, the Chiefs can fine him each day that he misses. Now, to further explain what we know here, over the past couple of weeks, reporters have been allowed at one practice a week. For the Chiefs, that's been on Thursdays. And different players have been absent for varying reasons. If a certain player misses practice at this time of the year, it really isn't as big of a deal as training camp, because if there are any bumps or bruises, the Chiefs are not going to push it in June. However, there are three players of note that haven't been spotted at all of the reporter looks: Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, Charvarius Ward, and Frank Clark. LDT is back with the Chiefs after the opt-out year and really is now in prime position to get his right guard spot back, with Kyle Long out of action until week one. As you just heard, Andy Reid did confirm that LDT would be in attendance for mandatory minicamp when the team begins it tomorrow. Ward just signed his second round restricted free agent tender last week, so he is now expected to show up. And when it comes to Clark, as Show and BK discussed Friday, we're not at all sure what's going on. One would expect Clark to be there tomorrow, but we will see when the attendance report comes out.
Throw fade pattern to the far side. Freeland interception. Welcome back, Breezy. Left side throw. It is broken up in the end zone. The Chiefs hold on downs.
I love KC, baby. I love KC.
Garoppolo able to stay upright. Fires it late, and the pass is intercepted on the far side. A big time pick by Rashad Breeland.
Come on, I love you.
Inside to Deebo Samuel. He's lit up. The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54.
We did it.
So we just talked about Charvarius Ward, and now he's going to be a very important component to the 2021 Chiefs, especially now with Bashaud Breeland in Minnesota. The Chiefs gave Breeland the thank you treatment on social media on Friday, which frankly I was a little surprised about. They highlighted his Super Bowl 54 interception, which will now forever be the highlight of his Chiefs career. Breeland actually spoke to the Minnesota media last week, starting off his press conference with some love for Kansas City.
All right, well, how y'all doing, man? It's Breezy, Rashad Breeland, as you know. I'm going to start off by giving my farewell to Kansas City. You know what I mean? I really want to allow myself to really tell the fans how much I appreciated my time there, the 2 years that I was there with them. I learned a lot. It was a good part of my development. And it's not a real, it's a farewell, but it's not a breakup. You know what I mean? It was never done on bad terms. And sometimes when one door closes, another one opens.
Breeland also revealed that offseason shoulder surgery might have hurt him this time around in free agency. He waited long and eventually signed with the Vikings for a one-year deal worth up to $4 million. I know a lot of Chiefs fans wanted to see Breeland back in Kansas City, but that door is now closed. There is some desire from the team to potentially kick Legarius Sneed to the outside, but now comes the question of who mans the slot in nickel and dime packages. But that's what training camp and mandatory minicamp starting tomorrow is for, to figure it all out. And as we figure it all out here at Arrowhead Pride, that's it for the Arrowhead Drive on Monday, June 14th. Remember to both subscribe and tell your mom and your dad and your brother and your sister and your grandma and your kids to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and remember to leave us a rating and review. Coming up Tuesday, it's myself and John Dixon for another episode of The Editor's Show. We'll be talking about all of these things in greater detail and any other news and notes we get out of Mandatory Minicamp. I'm Pete Sweeney. Catch me on Tuesday and then on Wednesday for the next edition of The Arrowhead Drive.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.